This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, March 26. I'm Ariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Whether or not you believe the phrase, more money, more problems, our paychecks have a huge impact on our lives. But some people are choosing to take a pay cut.
There was a way in which they could cut back some of their professional responsibilities, some of the stress of their job, some of being on call at all hours, and instead getting more free time, more time with their family, and really saying that they were happier because of it.
We'll talk to WSJ reporter Joe Pinsker after the break.
This message is brought to you by Nuveen. Nuveen has provided investment excellence for 125 years with expertise across income and alternatives. Nuveen continues to expand its capabilities while maintaining its legacy as a leading investment manager. Visit Nuveen.com to learn more. Investing involves risk. Loss of principal is possible.
Taking a pay cut can be a risky decision for your finances. But some people say they're happier because of it. WSJ reporter Joe Pinsker has been looking at the intersection of what we get paid and our happiness, and he joins me. So, Joe, what's leading to some people taking hits to their pay?
Many people take a pay cut involuntarily, sometimes because they were laid off or because their employer puts it on them. But there are a number of people who decide to take a pay cut by switching to a different type of job. And it's often because they're looking to optimize for other things like work-life balance or time with their family.
And why has pay become something that's a little less important to some workers?
I guess I'd almost put it as not pay becoming less important, but almost work in general. Over the past couple of years, we've seen the pandemic sort of reshuffle Americans' attitudes towards work to the point where it's less central to their lives and to their identities. And so it's not that people want less money in their bank account. It's that they are thinking about this trade-off between, well, maybe if I went down a bit in money, I could go up in some other categories. And I think that's a trade-off that more people lately have been willing to make.
And in your story, you mentioned also the fact that the actual work that people are doing is a little bit more important to this decision. Now, interesting work and work that kind of excites them, even though it might pay a little less, they're looking more to do that.
Yeah, a surprising number of people say that when they switch jobs and their pay goes down, their new job is actually better. That percentage is 40% of people. And if you look at the actual variables or characteristics of a job that make people like it more or less, when a new job has higher pay, that's actually less likely for people to say that it's better than when they're more interested in the work. Becoming more interested in the work is a better predictor of whether someone's going to like a new job than if they have higher pay in it.
And you spoke to some of these people who took that new job with lower pay. Why did they do it?
One of the answers that just kept coming up over and over as I was talking to people about this is time. Money and time is a classic trade-off. And a lot of people were realizing that they were over-indexing on the money side of their life and under-indexing on time. And there was a way in which they could cut back some of their professional responsibilities, some of the stress of their job, some of being on call at all hours, and instead getting more free time, more time with their family, and really saying that they were happier because of it.
And were there any other ways that their lives had improved since taking that pay cut?
A lot of it just had to do with a reduction in stress, but it also had a lot to do with an increase in meaning. A lot of times people are faced with trade-offs between pay and fulfillment. And so another dimension that people were varying this on was more fulfilling work. People switching from a job in corporate marketing to a job in teaching, or somebody who was sort of at a tech startup and now does a whole mix of things like running his own nonprofit and teaching classes at a local university. So this is another way in which people are making this trade-off.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds great, getting that more time with family, doing things that you would like to do on a daily basis. But I'm sure that there are some challenges that come with this. You still have bills to deal with. How do people do that?
And this is one of the things I was sort of most interested in as I was getting started on this. What are the actual practicalities of making a decision like this? How easily or not can people live with less when they make this choice? I spoke with a guy named Dustin Stapp in Arizona who had a sort of interesting little insight into how all of this worked. He basically said that he and his wife had to start making some different financial decisions. They were going to replace his 12-year-old car and they didn't. They've started buying less when they go to Costco. They used to buy cashews and now they don't. But also in the bigger picture, he started putting less into his 401k. Another interesting little side note here is that for Dustin Stapp, when he was doing this, the pay cut prompted him to look at parts of his budget that he hadn't inspected in years. And so he went back to some recurring bills that he'd had for a long time. And by switching providers for car insurance, home insurance, his cell phones, he ended up saving $2,500 a year. So a pay cut is less money, but it's also a sort of a mindset shift in what's most important and also how you're going to evaluate your budget.
And what about people looking for a career change? Should they expect to swallow a pay cut?
Sometimes, yeah. I was talking with career coaches for this story, and they were saying that people have it in their heads that making a big career change is something that could come with a pay cut. Sometimes it can, they were saying, and sometimes it can't. But one career coach I was talking to was making the point that a lot of people default to saying that they're just going to go back to graduate school in order to make a shift into a different industry or field. And he was saying that what he does is encourage clients to instead think about positions that are lower paid in their new industry. So maybe you take a pay cut now, but it means you don't have to pay tuition. These are sort of ways where taking a short-term hit might actually be a long-term gain.
When you were speaking to those career coaches, what advice did they give their clients about taking a pay cut?
One of the most sort of compelling pieces of advice I heard was from a career coach who was saying that when her clients come to her and they're feeling pretty miserable at work, she encourages them to, instead of just sort of making a jump and bailing on their job, to first try to do everything they can to feel better about their current position. A lot of times people are taking other jobs for lower pay because it's a way to reduce their stress. It's because they're burnt out, they're overworked. She was making the point that sometimes there are dials that we can turn in our current situation that might just make us happier and be enough to get us through. And so she encourages people to not make a decision about taking lower pay until you've sort of reached that point and done that work.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Joe Pinsker. And that's it for Your Money Briefing. This episode is hosted and produced by me, Ariana Aspuru, with supervising producer Melanie Roy. Thanks for listening.